Good evening, everybody. I hope you had a nice Chanukah, Feilich and Chanukah. And I hope as well that the uprooted children were of any toiles. I remember a few years ago, I heard from Yid, who heard from Mitzchak Hutner, very famous Mitzchak Hutner, who was a very, very interesting, he was a huge Talmud Chochem, was Shiva in America, besides that he was also a Talmud of the Alter von Slabotka, and he had, he was an extremely extraordinary person. It's well known that he had a photographic memory. So, he was always, whenever he had a conversation with people, he always made sure that he had the common conversation topic. And I just remember that as we were talking, I remember that he had once somebody once came and he didn't keep Torah mitzvahs. He asked him what to do, and he said, I study philosophy. And he said, oh, really? So, Mitzchak Hutner was gone. Mamash, unbelievable gone. He knew everything. So he said, okay, what book are you actually studying now? What are you exploring? What are you delving into? And he told him a certain book in philosophy. And he said, which language are you reading it? And then he said, well, I'm actually reading the English edition. He says, you should read the French edition. It's much better. The French version, the original, is much better. So that was Mitzchak Hutner. He knew everything. So Mitzchak Hutner apparently was asked, I heard this from the person, the Baal Meister himself. He asked once Mitzchak Hutner, he asked him, why is it that we don't do Havdalah after Chanukah? Why don't we do Havdalah after Chanukah? Now, obviously, there's a poshta answer, which, you know, there's no Issa Melocha, so obviously Havdalah is only when there's an Issa Melocha. But this person wanted to, the Yitzchak Hutner was very deep, and everything was had a very deep understanding, and nothing was poshut. So Yitzchak Hutner answered on the spot, this is because he just said in Yiddish, he said, "Man zegen sich kamel nicht from Chanukah." You never distance yourself from Chanukah. You never distance yourself from Chanukah. There's no room to make Havdalah. Because the chizik that we get from Chanukah is something that we have to continue deep into the winter, carry on, continue into the rest of the year. So Havdalah would mean that we're separating. That's what it means. On Shabbos we make Havdalah, on Yom Tov we make Havdalah. We're separating from weekday to that Shabbos Yom Tov to the weekday. We're making a Havdalah, we're making a separation. Chanukah, he says that, Rebbe Tzvi said in just in short words, Chanukah said, you never distance yourself. You never leave Chanukah. The chizik that we have from Chanukah has to continue into the rest of the year. So I just remember this as something which I heard from a Yid who heard from Rebbe Tzvi Hutner. Having said that, for sure, our avoda is, of course, to continue learning Mischazik in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon, which are very, very interesting halachas, which are going to be starting tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. So the program is what we are back on track very much, thanks to the fact that we didn't miss out over Chanukah. We're now pretty much back on track according to the Dirshaluach as well. So up to Simen Kuf Pei Beis, which is halachas of Birkas Hamazon. And leading on to the rest of halachas of benching, going into halachas of zimun, some fascinating topics coming as well with regards to chinuch and noshim and okay. So we're up to simon kuf pei beis page pei vav in our editions. Din kois birkas hamazon v'shelo yepogum. So birkas hamazon, the kois of birkas hamazon, the becher, the cup of birkas hamazon, which is obviously referring to the wine that is being to be drunk with benching, yes or no, as we're going to see shortly. For shelo yepogum, and also it should not be pogum. Now, halachas of pogum obviously literally means a blemish, and just like there's a concept of a blemish by a carbon, is also a concept of pogum with regards to a kois, which we're going to be seeing shortly as well. Yesh oivim sif aleph. The birkas hamazon to una kois. Some hold that birkas hamazon requires a kois, a becher with wine, even if somebody is benching on his own, and that opinion holds that even when you're on your own, you need to have, it requires, benching requires a kois, a boy priagofen, then, and not only that, you need to seek it, you need to make sure you're having a cup of wine. And don't even start eating. If you don't have a cup of wine, don't even bother, don't even start eating. If you don't have a cup to make a broch on it, don't start eating. If you are expecting, if there's any slightest option you're going to have, you should wait and make sure you're going to have a cup of wine to bench. If you know you're not going to have a cup of wine, don't start eating according to this opinion. אפילו אם צריך לעבור זמן אכילה אחת, even if you're going to skip a meal. If you don't have wine for benching, skip the meal. Skip lunch, go all the way to supper. And if it's supper, then skip supper all the way till breakfast. Skip a meal. We'll see soon, because we don't pass like that. Felafiza, and according to that, im shnaim oichlim yachat, if two people are eating, tzurich lokachas kol echad kois lebikas hamozim. If you've got two people eating together, each of them will need to have a cup of wine for bikas hamozim, for benching. Each of them will need. That's one opinion. Now, we all know we don't pass like that. We don't pass into that. But next opinion is, the second opinion holds, when you have Zimon, then you need a Perpe Agofen. When you have Zimon, three people benching together, we're going to make Zimon, three men, then you're going to have a Kois. You're going to make Perpe Agofen. You're going to bench a la Kois. Second opinion. And finally, third opinion, and there are others who hold that you will never need a Kois. You will never need a kois, even if you have Zimon, even if you have three people, you're not going to make Perpe Agofen at the end. Nevertheless, mitzvah min hamufcha levoich al hakois, it's still better to do mitzvah min hamufcha, to be mehadar the mitzvah, to bench al hakois. Rabbi say, how do we pass? In opinion one, two, or three? When do you bench al hakois? That's right. We pasken like opinion three that we don't really need to bench ala kois ever. Whether you have zimun, no zimun, you don't need to bench ala kois. Special occasions we do. Some people will make sure that by simchas or by who make sure to mitzvah min hamufcha, like the Ramah says, it's a hiddur, but it's no requirement at all times. What's the reason why to una kois? What says in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph? The Mishnah explains that opinion holds that the Uno Kois that requires a Becha is because most brachas that Chazal Mesaken towards we needed a Kois. That's the way to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to Mesader Shivchoi, to fix and establish his praise and his blessing, ala kois on a cup of wine. As it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, kois Yeshuois Esa, that with a kois, a becha, Yeshuois Esa, will raise the kois, the cup, uveshem Hashem echo, and will call out the name of Hashem. So that implies that the way to praise Hashem ideally is kois Yeshuois Esa, I'll raise a becha, I'll raise a cup of wine to praise Hashem. And that's why the opinion holds that we need a kosher, that because I wasn't too in a kois. That opinion goes even further, and he says, don't attempt to eat unless you've got a kois. Lo yochal tzif cotton base, k'moil in an avdola, b'resh tzadivov, like we find by avdola. Avdola, you need to just wait. Wait for your kois. Wait for your kois. So that opinion holds by benching as well. Don't start eating until you have a kois, a bech of wine. Now, tzif cotton dalet, aloch lamaisa, we pass, can you don't need. However, mitzvah min hamufcha, sefkot and dalet, roitzelem, the afle de ezu, even according to this opinion, she'ein to'un kois klal, that we do not require a cup at all, haynu she'ein bochiyov, we hold there's no obligation. Aval kule alma moedim, but everybody agrees, the mitzvah min hamufcha, ideally, to be mehada and to beautify the mitzvahs, it is still best, levoich ala kois, to make a bochon a kois, if he's got wine accessible in his house, he should bench on wine. The Shulchanoch itself did not pasken. V'das, Reb Shlomo Luria, the Rashal holds, Ubach, and the Bach, Lehachmed, because I'm not sure Kois Medina. Some opinion holds that, yes, you do need a Kois at all times. But the minhag of the world is certainly to be lenient, like the third opinion, Shaloi Lechaze Acha Akois, you do not seek to bench ala kois. Unless you've got wine accessible and appropriate drink to make wine, to make bikesamozin ala kois. It's nice to do it, but there's no requirement to do so. This is only if there's three people. But in yochid, mekidim kam acherim legamri and lekamon. With regards to yochid, there's no. It's hard to find a chumra to even do Birkas Hamazon al HaKoyis. Although I must say, I know somebody who's makpid. I know Yida even is that I think some Chassidim. I think also no. I think it comes from some Chassidim makpid that they make Birkas Hamazon al HaKoyis. Imagine you wash for lunch. You wash for lunch and you eat your sandwich, and after it's you don't even have zimun. You're on your own, and you're going to bench al HaKoyis. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's very hard to find such a chumra, but I've seen people doing it. So, but halach lemaisa, we don't have to bench at any time zalakos, but it's a mitzvah and a mufra if you want to be mahad on the mitzvahs. Pardon? It sounds like there's no, yeah. It sounds like no. But you're right, basimcha is generally... There's no particular... No, I mean, so many people are going to be the mitzvah min ha-mufchet that the Ramah is referring to is nice to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's not an absolute requirement there either. Siv Beis, what about the kois shbirkas hamazon? And now we lead into the very interesting discussion. It will lead into the topic of chama medina. Did we speak once about chama medina? Yeah, with the Chama Medina, the concept of when Havdalah is very relevant with regards to Havdalah as well. When we need wine for a brocha, so excluding Kiddush for the moment, for such as Havdalah, for instance, so it doesn't only need to be wine. Sometimes there's also concept of Chama Medina, a drink which is considered Chama Medina. That's acceptable as well. I mean, Kiddush Shabbos day as well, we sometimes find this. So we're going to see exactly what is Chama Medina. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Kois Birkas Hamazon. So if you do make benching a la kois, kois Birkas Hamazon, einoi elo shel yain. It should be out of wine. Veloi misha mashkin. And it should not be out of any other drinks. Should be of wine dafka, but not other drinks. Afilu kova sudos aleyem. Even if you fixed your meal on a certain drink. So say for argument's sake, you fixed your drink, your meal on a certain drink, that was like your main drink that you had, that the fact that you fixed the meal on that drink, that was the main drink during the meal, that doesn't help you. It has to be wine. But, v'im ein yain motsui, but if you don't have a lot of wine in that place, b'oshamokim in that place, v'ashecha em beer, oishamashkin, or any other drinks, have a chama medina, is a liquid in that particular place. If you've got a liquid which is acceptable to be the norm, a proper, nice drink, which you wouldn't hesitate to serve to, if it's a proper drink, and it's common to that drink, to drink that drink in that particular place, mevorchen aleihem, you could make a bracha on that as a chama medina, chutz min hamayim, excluding water. So now, we're learning now a concept of chama medina. And that again is very relevant for Shabbos morning Kiddush as well for Havdalah. Does anybody use for Havdalah anything besides grape juice or wine?
Somebody said you can use tea.
Tea? Oh.
I've never used it, but somebody said you could use
tea. You could use tea, yeah? Very interesting what you say. You say it's water. What is the difference in tea and water? Okay, so what you are pointing at is specifically actually what we're referring to over here. The ones who use other liquids, they will use it as chama medina. They consider it chama medina. Chama medina. And just like we're finding over here, that for kois birkas hamazon, you'd be allowed to use chama medina, not only wine, but also chama medina, the drink, that is accepted to be drunk in that particular place, not only for birkas hamazon, but they'll stretch it further, also for Havdalah, and also for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Let us carry on a little bit more in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Uma shenoyagim bebedinois eilu, and that those people are lenient, that they are going to bench, levorich ala sheicha, they make a bracha on, benching with sheicha on beer, eilim chois, don't protest against them, let them do it. Do you want a bench? Imagine that, bench on a good beer. Yeah, so enelim chois, leave them. It's fine. Why? Toyesh oimrim de enotone chois klal. First of all, there are many opinion hold that you don't need in the first place to bench on any drinks. You can just bench like we just said that the main halacha is. So since we hold that the main halacha is that you don't need to bench on anything, so we might as well then compare. It doesn't make a difference. Point number one. And even if you want to be machmir, va'oita ikke chama medina u'sheicha, is that the truth is that it is true to consider beer a chama medina. You can consider beer as a good drink, which is served to people. It's quite expensive beer. It's a proper drink. So that plus that equals that you're allowed to be lenient to bench on beer. And you're going to fix a meal on a bit of beer. Is that true? Nowadays as well? You're going to have beer with a meal? A good meal you're going to have with beer? Yeah. Although wine is to be found and is indeed accessible in the town, mikol makom, nevertheless, loy mikri motzu ledavozeh. It's not that common. It's not considered accessible. Why? Because it's expensive. Wine is expensive. A bottle costs a lot of money. So you can consider that it's not really accessible. And you cannot purchase and acquire wine for every single meal. But ideally, if it's possible, if you want to really be makbid, then you're going to buy yourself wine and bench on the wine. Some people who are benching biyachid on their own, alayin on wine, they don't hold the cup with their hands. They're not going to hold the kois, they're not going to hold the cup, but they just put it in front of them. And that is al-pikabola, the right thing to do. That's interesting, that even if you are makbit to bench on wine, but don't do it by holding the cup of wine and lift it up. Rather, it's better if you're on your own, there's no zimun, it's better to just place it in front of you and you're going to make a beer goffin at the end. But don't actually physically hold it. And that little kabbalah, it's quite rare that the Ramo quotes kabbalah. It's quite rare. It exists, it's not the only place, but it's quite rare. I think it's interesting to note. No, the Ramo, al-derech kabbalah, we don't normally find kabbalah in Yonim in the Ramo, but this is al-derech kabbalah, this is a mystical reasoning behind it, why you should not be holding the kois if it's biyochid. I don't know what the reason is. Right. Now, halacha lemaisa, we're learning now this concept of chama medina. Chama medina is a bit sticky, because it's not so easy to define chama medina. The Mishnah Berurah here says the following. That's about Coke. Can you use Coke for $0.50? Fanta, if you're able to drink it, that is. If you are.
Coke is universal.
Yeah. Universal. You're saying that it should be acceptable. You can make $0.50 on Coke, really. It's Chama Medina. You're saying, yeah, Chama Medina. Yeah. In America. Yeah, I mean, I think people drink it here quite a lot as well. I mean. Yeah, but it's in America for sure. Okay, so
Kamal's not a lot of something with alcohol in it?
Not necessarily. The Mishnah Berurah now says the following, which is the source of the poskim discussing that. So if you want to know as to whether it's good or not good, you're going to have to look in this Mishnah Berurah over here. Sif Cotton Yud says as follows. Chutz min ha-maim. So water is obviously no good. Water, however much people drink water, it's not considered a drink. Yeah. Why? You're right. You're 100% right. Water is extremely important and we won't manage without water. But it's still lacking. It is very choshev. I'm just trying to find a good word. It's a substance of everything, but it's lacking its certain. So the Mishnah Berurah says, follows, besides water, although most people drink, majority of what people drink is water, you don't make a bracha on it, you can't make bench on that. So kvas, which I don't know what kvas is, but mei borscht, anybody knows what borscht is? Yeah, alcoholic.
Huh?
I think it's alcoholic. I think it's alcoholic. No, it's not. No. Okay, so let's. Although the majority of people, that's what they drink. So it's probably not alcoholic, you're right. That's what people generally drink. Nevertheless, it's still considered water. It's no better than water. I don't know what chibir is. They want to say that chibir is, do you know Russian anybody? It's a type of table beer. That's what they want to translate over here. I don't know what it is. Do you know what chibir is? Sounds right. Chibir. Tish beer. Says. Sorry, I didn't read it correctly. Tish beer. Sounds right. Pardon?
Shandy, which is a mixture of beer and lemonade, and a diluted version of beer.
Oh. Shandy. Oh, so he says that, good. So he says that you could, when people drink that, you could make a borscht on that. So he's differentiating between borscht, which is not acceptable, and tish beer, which is fine. Even though people drink. Now, it's a bit hard to know exactly what the point of here is. And it makes a big difference. So on one hand, borscht, you can't. It's not chama medina. It's considered water. It's dilute. It's like water with a bit of taste. No good. And on the other hand, tish beer, which is probably, there is alcohol, but I don't think that's the point. It's a bit more, that is acceptable. That's fine. You can make havdol on that. That's called chama medina. Oh, good. So what is the? So if you have, absolutely, what about apple juice, orange juice? What about any of the juices? Can you use them or not? That's really the point. Is it comparable to borscht or is it comparable to tish beer? And it's hard to know. It's hard to know. And that will lead into discussion of tea and coffee as well. So I think that what's important to know is that the poskim elsewhere, in Hilchos Shabbos, they say that if it's something is dignified enough, it's respectful enough to present it to people if they come. If you want to give them, they come for a drink, you're not going to give them a cup of water. You know, your uncle comes, your cousin that you haven't seen the last 2 years is coming and he's popping over, or a friend of yours that you haven't seen is coming. You want to give, and it's not for a meal, you're going to give him some cake. What are you going to give him with the cake? You're not going to give him a cup of water. You're not going to. Why are you going to give him tea? Right. If the answer is tea, if you're British enough that it's going to be tea, then absolutely, 100%. Then one could very strongly argue that it is considered chama medina. It's a proper drink. But you're not going to give him a diluted kind of juice. You're not going to give him. So you're going to give him tea. So if that's the case, then it's kosher enough and dignified enough and kosher enough that it's considered chama medina. And hence, you could use it for havdalah for Birkas HaMazon. Yeah. Because of the heat, because it's too hot. Right, because of the heat. Yeah, now I don't know if the heat itself is a problem. Because you make a bracha and then you have a bit, and if you don't finish, it doesn't matter if you don't have it in one go. Yeah. So. Yeah, so. With regards to havdalah, yeah, it's better to use, it's definitely better. Chama medina is not as good. Yeah, that's correct. That's right. It would be more absolutely, absolutely. But tea. So I want to just point out that many poskim, Moshe speaks about juices, and he says it's primarily made out of water, and therefore it's considered like water. And he goes into the category of borscht, and it's not acceptable.
But don't you, with tea, you said you didn't have to.
Yeah.
If you have one, you meant to have.
With the asterisk, yeah, that's not mamash me'akiv though. With the asterisk dollar, you don't have to have the whole thing. No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have. You wouldn't have to.
No,
certainly not in one go. So if it takes a bit longer, it wouldn't matter. So with regards to tea, there's a bit of a machlokas and coffee as well. And there are many poskim who are mekel, and it probably depends on the cultural, on the society, on the social norm. If it's something which really genuinely has chashivas, which I think is likely to be the case with regards to teas in Britain, I think so. Then there's certainly a strong argument that it's considered chama medina. Hence, you could use it for havdalah. Hence, you could use it for Birkas HaMazon to unakos. But again, it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should always use wine mamash. Yeah.
If you don't personally like it,
It won't make a difference. It won't make a difference if you don't like it. It won't make a difference. But with regards to Coke and all the fizzy drinks, what do you tie into that? If you have got somebody coming along, you want to give him, you want to give him the covert, would you give him a cup of Coke?
It's water.
It's water. It's water. Would you give him a cup of Coke?
Yeah. That's quite
cold, yeah.
That's cold Coke, especially
with cold. Cold Coke. Yeah. So that's interesting. See, I'm not sure. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Some people will consider it a nice. Yeah, I mean, some poiskim I make them, but it's hard. I mean, I must tell you, for me personally, it's a bit hard. I would be a bit hesitant, and I've got my reservations, because who says it's not comparable to the borscht that he's talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see what they're putting it. I mean, it's so far removed from water, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree, but does that, so you're saying that, therefore, that makes it into a better drink?
Kind of, because
the reason why borscht is not good, it's because it's water that has a lot of taste. Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe the taich in the Mishnah was not that it's a juice, so it can't be used, or it's a bit of a
nut. It's like a not cheese, I see. Yeah, okay.
Beautiful orange juice made from Florida oranges.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good, I hear that. Okay. Okay, so the point is that everything which is essentially water, mamash essentially water, it's hard to be mekel, and it's not considered chama medina. Right, and that's what the poskim discussed. But the poskim speak in greater detail with regards to coffee and tea, but that's the essential issue. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we started Simon Kuf Bey base. We learned there's three opinions as to whether because I wasn't tuna kois. One opinion holds, even beyachid, you need to bench with a kois. Second opinion holds, when there's a zimun. Third opinion holds, that even if there's a mezuman, you do not need to bench ala kois, but it's a mitzvah min amufcha. That is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Mitzvah min amufcha only, you don't really need to. The second Seif told us about that if it's requiring, because I'm also tuna kois, you need to use wine. Second best would be chama medina. Chama medina is considered, water is not considered chama medina, but mashke, which has certain chshivas and is beyond water, would be considered chama medina. He says you can certainly be maker with regards to Birkas HaMazon, because anyway, a lot of shuls hold that you don't really need Birkas HaMazon to unakos. And then he finally held that if you're benching ala kois and you are biyochit al derech kabbalah, it's better if you don't actually hold it, but you keep it on the table. More on this tomorrow, Mitzvah.